We're back on News Radio KMAN, talking with Dr. Timothy Schaefer here from the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy, which he is the director of and a professor in the Department of Communications. And we are continuing our discussion here and actually going to talk about something a little more localized here. I saw a report come out last week from the Kansas Commission on, it's on racial equity and justice, and they had some recommendations out. This is a commission that Governor Kelly formed last year in the wake of the George Floyd incident, and the recommendation that really stood out to me here locally is they're recommending states review Native American imagery in schools, public schools, and eventually remove those symbols. And of course, we're here in Manhattan. We have our high school, Manhattan High, has the Indians mascot. And so that comes into play again here as that conversation that has been ongoing for several years. There's been votes to keep the Indian name and the symbolism. And, they come at it here with some reasons why here. And most of it comes down to psychological. Information in the American Psychological Association, who says that it can be a detriment to Native Americans seeing this kind of symbols, especially youth.
Yeah, right. I mean, so this Commission on Racial Equity and Justice, right, puts out this report, which is voluntary, right, mm-hmm. or the kind of guidance that comes from that, as truly a lot of schools across the state are thinking or kind of reevaluating mascots, nicknames, images on everything, right? And for us, this is very real and very tangible. As someone, I'm not originally from this area, but I grew up in Southern Ohio. The school district adjacent to us were and continue to be the Indians. We are the home, historical home of the Shawnee tribe, which basically gets forced from the Ohio River Valley, and which is why we have Shawnee Mission, for example, in Kansas. I'm always struck by this interesting, I remember thinking about this moving to Manhattan of kind of in many ways following some of the trails, for example, Trails of Tears and things like that, that those individuals would have kind of experienced as they were transitioning to other places, eventually to Oklahoma and elsewhere, and kind of being dispersed many times brutally. And so, yeah, so this the number of recommendations that came from this commission were that, schools should work with members of the Kansas Association for Native American Education and other advocacy groups, to recognize and identify, resources for education, and also assessing in ideal terms on the committee's standpoint of kind of transitioning away from these images, right? And as you said, the implications here are on not just those who are Native American, but for all of us, right? The interesting kind of caricatures that come. Or the expectations. I grew up, just in a personal way, I grew up in Ohio. I liked the Cleveland Indians. And so I literally had a room decked out with baseball caps and everything else with Chief Wahoo, which again, totally made up. And I know the roots of part of the name of why I got named as such. But, this kind of red-faced, kind of crooked-nosed individual. And it wasn't until later in life, and I kind of knew some of that as a kid, but it wasn't until a little bit later that I started to realize, gosh, this is not quite what I thought it was. And I was young, right? So I didn't really think as critically maybe as I did later in life. And I think that's one of the big reasons why the commission has put forward some of this, because there's not necessarily that kind of deep critical thought about some of these things without being introduced to the kind of implications of it, of what does it mean when we kind of turn a person into a mascot, right? We have somebody running around. The university that I went to historically changed its own name from Indians to a wolf, coincidentally enough. And so thinking about what this means of how do we not kind of diminish kind of the humanity of some people, and recognizing that's really for some people really hard. Of we've always been this is our identity for a really long time. you know, and there a number of years ago, a few years ago, when this was kind of emerging again for the school board, you know, the ideas of where did this came from, and it was out of respect in these pieces. And I think this commission is recognizing some of that, and yet still saying, what do we do as kind of the next step? Also recognizing that this is going to be very difficult financially for a lot of school districts, replacing school, athletic uniforms and band uniforms and letterhead and the imagery that's, underneath the floor on basketball courts and the like, just all sorts of stuff. But that doesn't mean we can't and shouldn't be able to kind of engage around it. And so I think the recommendations here are, in my own personal view, I think justified in many ways, as uncomfortable as some of that might be. But figuring out how to navigate this is really where kind of community kind of process and conversations comes into play, and not do that without kind of the intentional kind of thoughtful approaches that are essential here, because there are a lot of views that exist on this. But at the heart of it, it's still the utilization, as we've kind of matured in our thinking about issues of racism and kind of othering whole groups of people for a bunch of reasons, that it's not really necessary, right? And after a period of transition, it loses maybe some of that intensity. And that's, I think, where some of these efforts to bridge and be in conversation with advocacy groups, for example, and those who are Native American, or would be helpful in kind of those conversations about why this is more complicated, is such an important thing.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, it's certainly a topic that's going to be fun one to watch here, to see how things happen over the next couple of years or so with Manhattan's discussion. And people are emotionally vested in these types of decisions, and rightfully so. I mean, people went to these schools. They have this is their history.
Oh yeah, right. I mean, and this is where, and in this part of the country, I mean, again, moving here and kind of realizing, watching the evening news, how many school districts are named, the Redmen or the Indians, or, I mean, you can kind of go down this long list and realize like what that means. And even professional sports, right? Thinking about the Chiefs and the like. And I know, right, all of this kind of gets complicated and it kind of unravels in certain ways. And yet, being able to have, I think, the thoughtful discussion and interaction around this is really important. And as you referenced, the school board last year, they voted a 4-3 to revisit this idea of renaming. But a number of those members who voted in that are not necessarily seeking election again, right? And so this is a real thing that I think is going to be with us. And for those who are listening to this and be like, oh, I'm just kind of tired of this, I think, for us to recognize that there are real implications that we don't necessarily think about, and learning about what those are, they affect people, not just those who might see themselves as now being this kind of pretend character, right, that somebody dresses up as, in contrast to just, I'm about as British and Irish as they come, and a little bit of German, and thinking about it for my own children of like, how do we even talk about why you wear somebody else's face on a shirt, for example? What are the implications there? And so for all of us, there's a lot of learning to happen, and I'm hopeful that that can be constructive, rather than just become a unfortunate kind of divisive issue for lots of people.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Dr. Schaefer, it's always nice to talk to you. Enjoy New York.
I will do the best I can. We've got so much rain. I wish I could send it back that direction. But yeah, thanks for having me, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll have Robin Cole, Pawnee Mental Health, up next here on News Radio KMAN.